Welcome to the Agile Revolution. This is Craig, and this is a podcast recorded at the Agile Australia 2014 conference in Melbourne. Renee and I basically grabbed the microphone and did another vox pop, talking to anyone interesting we could come across in the foyer. Enjoy.
All right, Agile Revolution. I'm here with Renee. Lunchtime day two. How are you doing, Renee?
Awesome.
So once again, we're just going to see who we can find walking around the corridors, and who do you spy, Renee?
I spy my BFF, Tyson.
Hey, Tyson, how are you doing? The podcast, Agile Revolution.
I'm fantastic. How are you?
We just shove a microphone in front of someone's face and see what they have to say.
Wow, this is awkward.
Lynn Cazaley is over here, but she's madly eating a pie, so we'll leave her alone.
So, how are you enjoying the conference?
I am enjoying it. It's been a good couple of days. Some stuff that's been interesting and a little bit challenging, but it's also good to kind of feel as though you're doing some stuff on the right track.
We're here talking about Agile. What do you think makes the essence of Agile in teams?
Wow. Essence of Agile in teams. I'm hugely supportive of, the autonomy mastery purpose and, the empowerment and trying to really focus on teams and giving them what they need to know where they're heading. A chance to get that done and kind of helping to lead them and steer them in that direction. So for me, that's part of the core of strong Agile teams.
And you're representing, I guess, one of the largest organisations, or one of the representatives of one of the larger organisations in Australia, in CBA, Commonwealth Bank. Pretty large contingent you guys have here.
Yeah, we've probably got about 20-25 people from CommBank. Here over the last couple of days. A real balance. We've got some coaches, some scrum masters, some architects, some delivery guys, and a number of people who are more involved in, portfolio delivery and agile capability, and even some change managers and people who are trying to, embed how we do what we do more broadly across the organization. So it's been good. It's also been good, I think, to get away as a team in that sense and spend that time with each other. It's been good for those relationships. To be able to get different people's views on some of the sessions and hear what they've taken out of it.
Any highlights from the conference that you've seen?
Rachel Botsman. Highlight of mine. I remember seeing Rachel's TED talk a couple of years ago. It was probably just as the whole collaborative consumption sort of stuff was really new in Australia, and that sort of struck a chord with me. So to hear her talk yesterday, I think that it is hugely disruptive, that cutting out of the middleman and that whole removal of people not wanting the asset but actually wanting the value that the asset creates or that it provides. I think it's a huge way that we need to be looking at changing our business models and how we do what we do and what that looks like.
Absolutely. Well, thanks. Enjoy the rest of the conference. We'll let you get back to your back to your lunch and. Yeah, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Renee, who else can we find?
I can see Stephanie by South over there.
Let's head in that direction right
yep,
now.
Yep.
Right. There she is. All right, I'm heading towards Stephanie. Stephanie, Agile Revolution. All right, put the sandwich down.
full mouth, we'll let her swallow. So we're at lunchtime here, so we're attacking people who are eating sandwiches. But Stephanie by South, how are you enjoying the conference?
It's a great conference, actually. It's a really nice, diverse number of speakers. And good to see new people coming and the community growing.
Yeah, well, with the...
Something like that.
Yeah, lots of new hands going up and lots of new speakers too, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic, actually. I like that they had Jeff Apps from Zappos that came over. Rachel Botsman, just absolutely fantastic. So really taking it out of just Agile and IT.
And what are you seeing, like any trends that you're going to take away from the conference?
Yeah, I think I'm really going to go back to embracing disruptive innovation and going back to teaching collaborative innovation and bringing that into the space, as well as getting people more in touch with, it's all about products and customers. At the end of the day, you can optimize your teams, but yeah.
So you took the call from Brandt this morning to say, go innovate internally.
I actually didn't go to his talk, but yeah, I'll take that one on.
Yeah, no, it was big slide, right? Essentially for you, Stephanie.
So you We're in Melbourne. You run one of the Melbourne community groups in coaching. How's that going at the moment?
So the Melbourne Agile Coaching Circle that Chris Chan and I host, we basically run a session every Monday, one Monday every month. Thank you.
We'll edit it, not.
Yeah, thanks. it's quite good, actually. Last session was on improv. We've got a session coming up about emotional intelligence and helping coaching around that and bringing that out in people. Another session we're going to work on solving conflict as facilitators. Had Lisa Atkins, Michael Spade talk there. Life coaching session, a guest speaker from the Ontological Coaching School. And our remit is just we're all about helping other people who are there to co-create agile transformations.
Excellent. Well, we'll let you get back to your sandwich, but great to see you at the conference, and thanks for all the stuff you do, particularly here in Melbourne, because we need people to keep the conversation going way past these conferences.
Yeah, thank you. And next time, come to the Agile Team Time Slam. Don't forget to play at work.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Stephanie. Good to see you. Let's find a pitch, eh? All right. Depeche, sorry, Agile Revolution, right? Long time listener, first time on the Revolution. How are you doing?
Good, great.
So what do you do? You're at a big three-letter acronym company these days.
Yes, I've been blued. I wore a blue shirt in my presentation yesterday just to make the point, yeah, without saying that I work for IBM, which has been a great experience for the last 18 months, yeah.
So what's new in the world of IBM and Agile? What are you guys trying to get up to?
So, ever since I've joined, I think over the last 2 years, it's been through an interesting journey. We've been through a huge transformation where we within IBM have realized that now that we are working with clients who are doing Agile, we need to become Agile ourselves. And the other thing that we've realized is we don't do Agile to our clients, we do Agile with our clients, right? So that's what's changed. In prior times, I think what the perception was that IBM goes in and tells everyone, oh, this is how you do it, this is how you don't do it, prescriptive. And now we're on the journey with our clients when it comes to Agile, yeah.
And you were speaking at the conference yesterday. Tell us a little bit about what you were speaking about.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought I had a great time in that because of the...
As long as you did.
That's what matters. When you have a good time, I think other people have a good time as well. What I was talking about was the unleashing the full potential of your Agile teams and talking about what motivates individuals. And as I was a coach here in the stream of individuals and interactions, I saw a huge gap with the program not having anything around what do we do with individuals within teams. And Lachlan and I were both looking for submissions that were targeting individuals as people, humans, but there was a big gap with that. And I'm glad that we both got opportunity to talk about that. He talked about that today, I talked about this yesterday, and we were talking about what do we do with as leaders to improve how we recognize the humans within our teams. And I think every human being that was in there connected and really had fun, yeah.
Excellent. And any highlights from the conference?
Highlights from the conference, I think all the people. I think this year I'm meeting our greater diversity and more people that in previous years it's been like you meet the same faces.
Sorry about that.
No offense to you guys, but it's been like, yeah, you meet the same faces every time. But this year there's a whole lot of new faces and it's quite refreshing in that way. So, yeah, it's been great.
Excellent. Well, it's a newer stream chair, so, you know, a lot of what's on the program, and same with you, Renee, you know, is all up to you guys. So, well, yeah, either well done or, yeah, we blame you, one or the other.
No, it's been great. Thanks for giving me this opportunity to talk to you guys. You're doing a great job. So, yeah, well done.
All right, we'll go and annoy someone else, get back to your lunch. All right, Renee, you're, Chris Chan, right in front of us. Chris Chan. Sorry, get a minute.
Yeah.
Sorry, just one moment. All right, Agile Revolution, we're just... finding interesting people as we're wandering around the lunch area. So how are you enjoying the conference, Chris?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I really, really enjoy it. Just love that so many new people here as well. A lot of people you know haven't even seen or met before.
Highlights of the conference so far?
I think Rachel Butzman keynote.
We're getting that one everywhere.
Theme.
Yep. Yeah. Zappo with Jeff Apps.
Yeah.
On holacracy, yes, if I pronounce that right. The concept of no manager, I think that's very pushing the boundary, I think.
Leading it.
Yes.
It's great that people, I think, at least got the guts to do some experiments, right? I mean, who knows where it's going to end up, but, you know, we're moving it out of theory.
Yes.
I remember reading about it was just theory, and you just read it and go,
This is
I'm intrigued by the fact that he was talking that it could change in the space of 3 weeks. So he'd go back to work, and it'd look quite different, the whole organisation. And we complain quite often about restructures and how often restructures and the impacts that it has to the people, but it sounds like it's micro-restructuring quite constantly there.
Yeah, it's the organisation, you said it was like it's self-organising, not just a team, but the whole organisation is self-organising. So, yeah.
What other stuff are you up to? I mean, you're, I guess, call yourself an Agile coach, is that your main title?
Yeah, do Agile coaching training, that's what I mainly do, yeah.
Yep. We're just talking to Stephanie about the good work that that you guys do in your meetup group here in Melbourne. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, been going for a couple of years now, just really getting a support network for coaches. We have other meetups where practices and people get help, but as coaches, somewhere to get additional support, I guess, and learn from others.
Yeah, we all need to, as you move up the chain, right, you move away from needing the introductories to just getting together with somebody and go, hey, what am I doing? Because it can be a very lonely job sometimes, can't it?
Yeah, that's right. And as dealing with people sometimes gets, there's a lot of empathy and emotion into it. Yeah.
And you were a co-stream lead with myself on the Approaches stream at the conference. What sort of things were you looking for when you were looking for submissions?
Something that's interesting, something that many people probably haven't tried or heard of before, and just a content that just really challenges people to think differently.
Cool. Well, there's 950 odd people here, so you must have done something right. No one seems to be running out the door complaining.
No.
All right, take care. Thanks for talking to us. Well, let's get back to lunch.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
All right, Renee, who do you spit now? Anybody? As we wander around, lunch hall. A few people are there is a talk about to start. So, but let's wander and talk a bit. Lots of balloons here, Renee.
Red, black, white. Not quite sure why.
Let's see who else can we find. All right, dig in.
Neil, we're live.
Neil and Simon. And Alex.
Oh. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Agile World.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Say hi, Mum. you guys enjoying the conference?
Very much so. Very much so. Lovely food.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I mean, aside from the food, which is why we're here,
yeah.
Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were just talking about how we thought the keynotes were really, really strong. Even a little bit of variety in the keynote. So the Rising of Africa keynote this morning was, you know, like a little bit left field for us. Not really connected with software development and Agile, but just from an awareness perspective of what's going on in Africa and really indicating what our role is in the future of the development of Africa was a really interesting experience.
I like the lean startup theme that's running through the conference as well. It's like we're moving away from the sort of 101 topics and we're moving more to the sort of lean stuff, which is really good and encouraging.
Yeah. I know someone that was here today. He's just about to launch a startup, and he found, you know, Agile conference being quite helpful with that sort of stuff. It's not just for geeks anymore. You know, you have a lot of young entrepreneurs and people interested in...
It is still for geeks, are you?
Yeah, I guess we had the majority here, but that is changing. That is changing, for sure.
So MYOB has got a bit of a presence here, and I was in the talk yesterday about your nice new workspace and your nice big shopping centre and things. What sort of interesting, cool stuff are you doing over at MYOB at the moment?
Well, I think the message from an MYOB perspective is that, you know, probably the way that people would traditionally view MYOB is changing, and you know, the workspace is one aspect of the excitement at the organisation, but it's also the products that we're building and the people that we're bringing in to change the culture and make it a more exciting place to be. And you know, we've got a big contingent here because we've got a lot of agile thinking people, but you know, there's also an ulterior motive to actually let people know that MYOB is a really great place to work.
And I guess you guys are one of, you know, you're a little bit like the Kodak moment to a certain extent that we saw in there, in that your world is changing a little bit. I mean, you've got pretty visible competitors like Xero, for example, that are doing things innovative and trying to catch up, right?
Yeah, and the Kodak moment is a really good way to describe it, you know. And if you look at MYOB's history, they were basically, they had a monopoly for a long time. And, you know, if you were in that situation, potentially the need to grow and innovate is less. Being complacent is kind of okay. But then when you get a big player like Xero in the marketplace, it forces you into action. And I think that you've seen in the last couple of years, MYOB responding strongly to that.
It's a good example of a startup really disturbing and disrupting the world of the big players such as MYOB.
Yeah. I think this is the best thing about working for MYOB right now, is you get to be part of a very competitive industry, you know, an industry where, you know, whatever features we launch next release can actually disrupt the market and change the game completely. And this is like a massive driver to us and to a lot of people that we hire at the moment.
How goes the land of Redbubble?
Redbubble.
Oh, no, it's great. Yeah, we're actively using lean startup sort of techniques, lots of A/B experimentation and, you know, customer interviews and really sort of customer centric focus for our work. So it's really cool. So, and we're looking to grow and hire more people and put more products out there. So it's an exciting time.
What sort of people are you looking for if you want to plug right now?
We're looking for developers and designers and probably product people as well, but really anyone who is, passionate about, you know, working somewhere cool and somewhere with a great culture and, someone who cares about contributing to something meaningful. You know, we support artists in the community, and that's very important, you know, sort of, I guess that's the mission for Redbubble. So anyone who want to do something along those lines, and generally we want to build our sort of agile product development teams, and so if anyone is interested, get in contact with me, neil.killick@redbubble.com.
Nice plug. We've sort of spoken to you before, and we do quite often about no estimates and that whole thing. I mean, you know, whether you like it or not, that, you know, that's your tag. I haven't heard a lot of talk about that this year. I mean, you're not speaking, but just a sense, things slowly bubbling along there. Are you finding more people talking about it?
Are you writing a book?
I am. I did a little bit of a lean experiment and put a tweet out there and said, if you depending on how many retweets I get, I will or won't write this book, because a few people have been on at me about it, and I got sort of 200 retweets quite quickly. So I'm probably gonna, I've started to put something together, and I'm really gonna work on it over the coming months. I'm a bit of a, you know, I'll sort of lose interest for a while, and then I'll sort of write five chapters in like a couple of days. So I'll see how it goes. Yeah.
If you don't call it agile, no estimating and planning, I'll be very disappointed.
But no, the whole no estimates thing is really, I guess, the impact has been exactly as, you know, I think I wanted and Woody wanted. People all over the world are talking about it, and more importantly, it's having a real impact on the way people work, and people have got some great positive stories about how their effectiveness has changed. So it's really good.
Well, thanks, lads. Enjoy the rest of the conference. Yes,
thank you.
All right, Renee, I think we're probably running out of people at this point.
And I've got to go off and do some things.
Go off and do some things. All right, well, at this point, we'll say hello, and we'll look for some more people, interesting to people to talk to while we're here at the conference.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.